Under the bill, a doctor providing pills to induce abortion must do a physical exam on the woman and be in the room when the medication's taken. The patient must then return for an in-person follow-up visit. Wisconsin Right to Life is behind the bill, which is authored by Senator Mary Lozick of New Berlin. Wisconsin Right to Life lobbyist Susan Armacost says the legislation's needed to ensure doctors don't use webcams to advise patients taking drugs like RU486.
RU486, of course, will still be available, but it must be prescribed by the physician in person, and that physician needs to give that woman a physical exam.
4 years after approval, the Food and Drug Administration strengthened the warning label on RU486 following the death of a California woman. NARAL Pro-Choice says currently telemedicine isn't used to administer this drug in Wisconsin, but Director Lisa Subic says if it were, it would make the procedure available in more rural areas. Currently, abortion is available in 3 Wisconsin cities, Milwaukee, Madison, and Appleton.
Women will be going to clinics in their cities or in their towns. They would meet with a physician or other medical personnel there. They would receive all of the same exams.
The bill also would require doctors to provide additional written material to patients. Women would receive information on domestic abuse and have to assure the doctor in private the decision to abort is voluntary. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.